Parakid Beis, Mishnah Zion. Amud Shehu Mutal Li Avir. If you have a round pillar which is laying on its side, and as it's laying on its side, just the center of it is going to be touching the ground, and because it's circular, the sides of it are going to be raised in the air. So Im Yesh Behekefai Esem Yarbo Tfachim, if the circumference of this sideways pillar, round pillar, is 24 tfachim. So now we know the math from the last Mishnah. That means the diameter is going to be 8 tfachim. In that case, the top of the slant, which is jutting out to the sides before it begins to slope around and go towards the top, will be 4 tfachim off of the ground. That is the measurement which would allow to put in a poseach tefach, a square tefach, underneath that area that's jutting out to the side. So therefore, in that case, if you have tumah underneath the raised part of the pillar, and you have tahara under the other side, or further down under the same side of the pillar, in that case, it will be mevias atumah tachas dafna. It will bring the tumah underneath the wall because you have a poseach tefach, and it's jutting out a tefach, so you have an ohel. And if the circumference of this pillar is not 24 tefachim, then therefore now the height of the midpoint of the round area sticking out to the sides is going to be lower than 4 tefachim, and therefore we will not be able to fit in a poseach tefach, and therefore tumah bakasva oila bakasva yeredes, the tumah will go straight up and straight down, and we look at it as if there is no ohel at all. Mishnah Ches. Kezayis min ha-meis, mudbak l'skufa. You have a kezayis of a mace, which is attached to the threshold of the house. This means that if you have a house which has like a stone step that leads into it, however, the stone step may extend a foot, 2 feet, or some distance outside of the house. And you have a mace attached to that. Rabbi Eliezer metamei sabayis. Rabbi Eliezer says the house is tamei because he considers the iskufa, that's threshold, as being part of the bayis. Rabbi Yeshua metahar. Rabbi Yeshua holds the house is tahar because since there's no doorpost which is covering over this iskufa, we do not consider it as part of the house. Hayak, if there was a kezayis of a mace, nason tachas iskufa, which is placed underneath the iskufa, meaning that it was placed underneath the miftan of the house, meaning you do have the doorpost which is extending over this area where the mace is. Yidon mechzo mechzo. We'll now judge it 50-50, meaning if it's on the outer 50% of the miftan habayis, in this case, we're going to say it's considered outside the house. However, if it's on the inner 50% of the house, we're going to consider it as if it's tumah, which is inside the house. And since it's covered, we look at it as if it's inside the wall of the house. And just like when it comes to the wall of the house, we learned in previous Mishnayos that the outside of the wall is considered outside the house. So too over here, where it's covered above and below, we'll look at it as if it's on the outer edge towards the outside, it'll be considered outside the house. Mudbak lamashkof. What if you have a kezayis of a mace, which is attached to the outside of the doorpost? Habayis tamei. The bayis is tamei, as if the tumah is inside the house. And this is a gezeirah derabbanan, that since if it would be underneath the doorpost, it would be considered tamei. Therefore, if it's touching the doorpost on the outside, it's also mitamei the house. Rabbi Yosi metaher, however, Rabbi Yosi is metaher the house because he considers the outside of the doorpost as not part of the house. Hayanasan b'seich habayis. If the kezayis of a mace was inside the house, hanegeah b'mashkeif, if someone touches even the outside of the doorpost, tamei, he's going to be tamei according to everyone, because since the tumah is tsayfai latzeis, as we said, derech hatumah latzeis, so we're going to assume that the tumah is going to come out of this door, and therefore the tumah is already outside going through the doorpost. Since you touch the outside, we're geyser, maybe you'll touch the inside of the doorpost. Hanegeah b'skufa, if someone touches the threshold that's that step which is in front of the house, Rabbi Eliezer metame, Rabbi Eliezer says tame, in this case, because Rabbi Eliezer goes l'shitasai, that holds the askufa is part of the house, and just like if the tumah is on the askufa, the house becomes tame, so too if the tumah is in the house, the askufa becomes tame. Rabbi Yeshua says mitefachu lematan, if you touch the tefach from the ground and downwards, tahar, they're going to be tahar, because we look at that as karka, and karka is not mekabel tumah. However, if you touch from above a tefach from the ground and upwards, tamei, you're going to be tamei, as we just described, because in Seif HaTumah Latzeis, we consider this as part of the house, and the tumah on the threshold will be the same as the tumah on the door.